Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Rosporo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is hit by the pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Perry moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Perry scores. Tovar scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters scores. Berry moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Al Worthington now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Josephson. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Berry moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.